whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 371 on Saturday, March the 1st, 2025. Or if you're here in those parts of the world, that it is Sunday, the 2nd of March. How are we at March already? I'm pretty sure I say this at the beginning of every month. It's a little bit crazy, so we've hit March. So I hope this finds you well if you're listening to this or watching this on the video. So thank you those for being here. Mrs. Rut Guru's here. Thank you for joining me. I'm guessing it's super early where you are. Who else? I know Chris was having to sleep. Zep might be around. Zep, if you're around, hi, and yeah, thank you. Thanks for hanging out with me for a little bit. What we're going to do is I'm really going to try and do a super short show today. Arrived on time for once. Thank you. It's lovely to see you. My internet from last show where what I DC'd like three times, it has been horrid. Yesterday, it was horrid. I reset the router and it kind of settled things down. Today's been okay. So I just don't want to push my luck. As much as I'd love to do an hour show, I kind of am just like, let's just get done what needs to get done, because I don't want to have like multiple DCs. One, it's a real shit to edit, and I already struggle with editing the video, not only the audio but the videos as well. So yeah, we're just going to get stuck into it. So let's talk about the news. So quickly, well, not really quickly, that's probably the main thing we want to talk about. But first off, we've got a congratulations to Iron Lumo on becoming our 27th The War Within Iron Man champion. So well done. Hang on, where's my little... Well done to Iron Lumo. Now, if this is your toon, I don't know who Iron Lumo is. We've been looking for them. If this is your toon, please reach out to me so we can organize a write-up. If I haven't heard anything back by, say Friday, for me Friday, I will just do a basic post. But if you are out there, please reach out to myself, to one of the mods, and just say, hey, it's me, I've got Iron Lumo, and we can organize your write-up. All right, the big thing that has happened, and boy, has it really had an impact. Patch 11.1 hit. What a headache. A headache, can I just say, not only for the WoW challenges, in particularly for Zaya, and again, like our code wardens, Zaya in particular, thank you for all you do, because, there's been a lot of issues. Blizzard made a lot of changes. So what I'm gonna do is, let me see if I can swap this over to the page. That's got that page. Now, it might help if I have that page up later. That would happen. Where's my page? Okay. Let's do my page. So. Oh, it's not going to do it. It's not going to do it. All right. Hang on. Hang on. Abort. Abort. Let me see if I do it this way. Why is it not? Is it delayed? Why is it not doing what I want it to do? Oh, okay. All right. Got it. Okay. So, yeah. So, patch 11.1 undermined official patch notes. So, that hit. So, I had a look through, and I must admit, I don't know if you guys have had a chance to play it. All I could say is if you are taking a challenge tune there, you are a braver person than I. It's a struggle just on a normal tune, so I would highly recommend not taking any challenge tune. Green might be okay, but even then, like, there is a lot of, there's a lot of mobs. Sorry, I didn't say cheers to everyone with your beverage of choice. So yeah, there's, obviously, the patch notes, there's a lot of information in here. It's all got to do with, you know, the goblin cartels, etc. Sorry, I'm still not used to the microphone being here. Storyline is very interesting. I'm not giving any spoilers. It's just, if you're into the story, it is certainly, there is certainly a story, and boy is it a story, if I can say that. There's obviously raids, etc., that are coming up. But for us, how cool is that? There's some really good screenshots too. Like, look at that. Obviously, PvP, we don't want to go to PvP, but that just looks, that looks really cool. I really like it. So there's been a lot of back end stuff that Blizzard has removed, and Zaya has been busy trying to work through it. Some of these sets are cool. Demon Hunter. Really? Interesting. So yeah, so things like the display only achievement character for your character has gone. Lots of people, I had some messages on Facebook, as well as we've had some on the Discord, in Discord about people being red flagged, not being able to add tunes, because then if you can't add a tune because Blizzard's changed the coding, it will pop up and give... Alright, I'm back. It's been, my net has been okay all morning. until now. Anyway, so yeah, just quickly getting back to, because it looks like it's going to be an absolutely one of those days. So we've got issues with the back end. Blizzard has changed a lot of account stuff, made stuff account wide, etc. So Zaya is looking into it. It's not going to be something that we can just go boom, boom, boom. So he needs to check the code. We need to make adjustments where we can make adjustments. I'll let you know, I guess, a bit more maybe next show. But I'm just kind of letting him work through what he needs to, because it's what we thought was not a big issue is kind of working out to be a bigger issue than we thought. So please let us know if you've got an issue with adding a toon, with if you're doing an update on your toon. Honestly, at this moment, I would be saying probably we wait. The patch has only just gone live. Probably try not to register a new toon for the next week or so. That will give Zaya time to work through things, to have a look. Also, if Blizzard makes any adjustments. So yeah. But just looking at, you know, looking at what they've got, there's if I go further, sorry, to scroll, you know, there's class changes, etc. But there is certainly, where is it? I'm scrolling. I'm just scrolling on my screen. So the classes, yes, class. But there is certainly quite a bit of changes to account-wide stuff. So yeah. Anyway, let's go back to and I'll just get back onto the show. All right. So if you're finding any issues, please reach out. Let us know, whether it's via Facebook. Admittedly, I look after Facebook. So if I'm slow on replying, please know, in between working and real life, you know, sometimes I'm a little bit slow on that because I could be busy or sleeping with time zones, etc. So, but the best way would be to jump into Discord or certainly put something in the forums. Okay, so that's the big issue stuff, which certainly is making a bit of an impact on our challenges, but just, you know, try and, if you come across anything, let us know, and maybe just try and take it real easy for the next week or so, while things, you know, get sorted. Is probably the best way to say it. All right, before I forget, the show will be back on the 15th, so there is a time change for those of you in the US that go forward an hour. That's on the 9th, so that's next weekend. But this reminder is mostly for me, because I always seem to forget what the date is. So thank you, Chris, for letting me know the date. Because when I looked it up, it said it was today, and I was like, okay. So the 9th of March, apparently. Yep. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to cut the state of the challenges down to the top 5. I know we normally do the 10, but since my internet is being a shit, I'm just going to do the top 5 for each today. So, for the irons, we had Val Frazier at level 40, RIP. Number 4 this week was Shuckleman at level 71, RIP. Number three was Bikini War at level 72. Two is Niken at level 75. And number one was Iron Lumo at level 80. And congratulations, 27th The War Within Iron Man. Can you believe that? 27. Crazy. Crazy good, but just crazy. All right. Bloods. We've got at number five, Thirsty Boy. Oh, sorry, Thirst Boy. At level 35. Hopefully I said that pronunciation right. Number four is Silver Hell at level 43. Number three was Bloodware at level 72. Two is Silver Bones at level 76. And number one is Bloody Helly at level 77. Alright, so pacifists, we had three pacifists this week. It's a different spelling. Pacifist, I think, but they've changed it around. Patak Fist at level 12. Number two is Passy Mage at level 26. And number one is Declawed at level 41. There was no Working Man this week. I think Working Man's been a bit down the last couple of shows. Not so many playing, which, you know, it seems to go through ebb and flows at times. Okay, greens, we have got three. We've got Eviternity at level 20, and number two is Eevee Blood at level 21. Well done, Eevee. Eevee's back leveling the greens. That's fantastic to see. Number one is Shade Storm G at level 40. Tins, there was a tin. Paysense at level 75, but that was flowing up some concerning data that I've asked Zaya to look into, because again, I'm not sure if it's with the adjustments and changes to the account-wide stuff, whether that's why the tune was flagged. So, he hasn't come back to me on that yet, but I'll get him to have a look at the tune just in case, and yeah, we'll go from there. There was an Iron Team, which is like, oh my god, that's so exciting. So there was Pandan 2 at level 18, so we've got a new team, which is fantastic. So good to see. Well done. So no Bloods or Green teams this week, but well done. Obviously, it's been a little bit of a rough week. We had a couple of RIPs, yeah, but it's good to see you guys have been busy. I must admit, I was going to jump on a challenge tune yesterday, but with the DCing, I mean, literally, I could barely stay on for like 5 minutes. Sometimes I manage 10. It's just I don't know what's going on. And like, I don't know. So we'll see how that goes. I just didn't think it was worth me. And I certainly don't want to sacrifice one of the big girls. So I just thought I'd have some fun in the Undermine. Yeah, isn't that an interesting place? Let me know what you guys think of it. Let me tell you the funny that I got. Let's go to chit chat. So, the funny that I got, which I struggled to find something that, but this one kind of made me chuckle a little bit. So I'll see what you guys, whether you roll your eyes or not. Did you know that in most video games, it's best to lose your health during the summer and winter seasons? That way, you don't have to worry about fall damage. I had to. It just, for someone who has got a bad habit of falling off just about most places within WoW at some stage in my journey over the years, it kind of had a tickled my funny bone to a degree. So hopefully that made you at least smile and not groan for that funny. But yeah, so Undermined, I don't know if you guys are finding it. It is awfully busy, and again, this is why I say don't take a challenge toon. It is high packed. Like, it is, what is it? Okay, yeah, that's, I don't know. Maybe I just, you know, a shit show's a shit show. Hey, Zep. it's all happening. I've had a DC, I've just had my headset turn off. It's all happening. I give up. Seriously, I give up. Anyway, I was just talking about Undermined, and yeah, if you're taking a toon there, it's densely populated with mobs that are with red mobs within green mobs. So, you know, to take a challenge toon is, it's not a safe place to take a challenge toon. For those, maybe if you were like a team, and even then I'd say you probably want to be maybe a green team. It's certainly, there's quite a few elites, so yeah, it's not a great place to be for a challenge turn. So please don't think that that's a great place to go. Hi, Zaya. Hi. I'm just about ready to wrap up. I've already had one DC, and I'm just keeping it very short, because if I DC again, I'm not coming back. And again, apologies. My internet has been absolute shit. Like, yesterday was bad. So, and I was hoping to get through this without a DC, so... Anyway, so yeah, so please just be very careful if you're, no matter where you're going, but I would strongly advise not to take any challenge toon to Undermine. As for taking my normal toon, so just taking leader, it is far too busy. Some red flags are working, okay. I only did the top five today. Wrong. Okay. Yep. No worries. I told everyone that you're working on it, that Blizzard has changed, quite a bit of back-end account-wide stuff, so, I've given people a heads up, and if there's any issues to let us know, which people have been doing, which is great. But yeah, so I don't know, as I said, if you guys are enjoying Undermine. Honestly, I'm not. The story's interesting, but I've just... It's a struggle on leader. Like, I'm just even trying to figure out where the hell I'm going for a quest. and then what they want me to do in the quest. So hopefully you guys are having a better time in the new zone. I've been struggling with it, but I will be back to it, because you know I've got things I want to do on later. But certainly, as we always say, please just be wherever you take your challenge zone, wherever you're going. Remember, it's just after a patch. Please tread very carefully. When it comes down to it, a death is a death, and there is no flipping a death. So whether it's done through, I'd hate to say a good or a bad way, but I hope you know what I mean, that it's done on a true, death, as opposed to something caused by the gaming system or the game within. So please just tread carefully on that. Alright, well, I think I don't want to be pushing too much with the show, so I'm going to wrap it up. Zep, you've not ventured down there yet. Hopefully I'll get down there this week on my regular tune. Not going to take a challenge tune anywhere near it. Yeah. Again, if you're full on gonna brave it, for those people that think that they can handle it, please let us know how you go, because there is no way in God's green earth that I will ever take a tune there. It is far, far too dense. It's as if I've walked into the middle of a capital city, because you've just got people everywhere. It's endgame stuff. Yes, very risky for challenge zones. Absolutely. But, you know, there's always those that will push the envelope and try it. So, if you're going to try it, best of luck. But certainly, it's not my cup of tea. I'm even struggling with leader, and that's says a lot for me. But then it's a bit like that I struggled with Siren Isle when that first came out. Now I've kinda gotten a bit used to Siren Isle. I kinda feel like Blizzard needs to rein it back in. It feels like, and I don't know, Zep, let me know what you think when you get there, and please tell me, maybe I'm being narky on it, you know, maybe I'm being too precious about it, but it feels like, to me, Blizzard's gone, here is everything, have it all. And it's very overwhelming for me, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to give you like spoilers or anything, but I'm struggling with it, and I'm just trying to do it, but yeah, it's I'm not enjoying it at the moment. Obviously the DC is not helping either, so yeah. Okay, to our wonderful Iron Elites, their names are at the bottom. Oh, I always get my hands around the wrong way. All these wonderful people, thank you very, very much for your support. Appreciate that very much. To the wonderful mods, thank you for all that you guys do. Appreciate you so much. What more can I say? Thank you. Thank you to everyone who's hanging out with me. I'm sorry this is a very short show, but like I said, I've already DC'd once, and I don't want to be patching together multiple shows, because editing is the bane of my existence, and I hate it so much. It stresses me to edit, so it's It's easy enough when it's all in one, but when there's multiple piecing together audio and then video is... it's not fun, I must admit. So, anyway, the next show will be in 2 weeks. I'm gonna look into seeing what's going on with the Nat and get a push towards trying to find out exactly what's happening. So, fingers crossed. But yeah, so it'll be 15th of March, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget, you can find all of the things and stuff is over at wowchallenges.com. If you want to find me, probably the easiest thing. I am around, but obviously with working full time, time zones, all of that, please just send me a message. I will get back to you as soon as I viably can. But yeah, you can find me on mental blank Discord, Twitter, certainly on, you know, through Facebook, all of that stuff. So please reach out. Yeah. All right. I think that'll do, because I don't want to push my luck anymore. So I'm going to do the outro. If you've got any show titles, let me know while we do the outro. So let's do the outro. I will say, please be safe, both in and out of game. And I will catch you back here in 2 weeks' time. Okay, bye guys. The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.